And we're going to take over Folk Alley right now. We got some very special guests here. Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine, and Jim Elverhoy are joining me. And you can catch them tonight at the Gunflint Tavern at 7 o'clock, I believe. Correct?
Seven thirty. Right, in there somewhere.
In there somewhere. Whenever you
It's the Gunflint Tavern. You know, it's got that moving target of a starting time.
It's true. Well, I'm super glad you guys are here. Randy, I'm super glad that you're back up here in the North Shore. It's been a while since we've seen you.
Yeah, I was here in February, and I don't know, some guy's idea of a vacation is to come up to the North Shore from the South and play music with Gordon Thorne, so that's what I did in February, and that's what I'm doing now.
During
so,
the rain. During
that's
the
my
big
idea
rains.
Of a...
It's your idea of a good time?
Yeah. What should I do in my spare time?
For a good time, Carl.
Well, I think the last time we talked to you, I think you had a Christmas album out, so it's been a while.
That's true. Yeah. That's, I still have a Christmas album.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's a big hit once a year.
I still have several thousand copies in my basement, so don't be afraid to order one up.
Well, you guys are just doing a really good jam session before the show, so let's just get right into the music. Let's hear
Should we do a little jam?
Yeah.
Well, what the heck? Okay.
To entice the listeners, or as you mentioned, scare them away.
What's that?
To entice them or scare them away.
Yeah, this will either get you down there or tell you to stay home. A little tune I made up called Beatin' the House. I got grandkids on my lap. I got some dogs in my backyard. I go to work on Tuesday. I never work too hard. I'm feeling lucky, baby. Lord, I sleep just like a mouse. Oh, this easy way of living, baby, it's just like beating a hound. I'm like a dog running free, ain't pulling against no chain. Every day's like Sunday, man, you know it never rains. I'm feeling lucky, and I sleep just like a mouse. Easy way of living, baby, it's just like beating a hound. You know, I always win a bundle, Randy, when I head out to the track. When I come home from Reno, I bring big money back. I'm feeling lucky, and I sleep just like a mouse. Oh, this easy way of living, baby, it's just like beating a hound. All right, Jimbo, take one. A diamond stick pin, Italian suit and tie. I got some loafers from Miami, baby. I'm gonna tell you why I'm feeling lucky. Lord, I sleep just like a mouse. Yeah, this easy way of living, baby, it's just like beating a house. All right, Mr. Randy. Diamond stick pin, Italian suit and tie. I got loafers from Miami, baby. I'm gonna tell you why I'm feeling lucky. Lord, I sleep just like a mouse. leading the house. I got me a big long ride. It's a coupe de ville, and I ain't riding no bus, boy. I never will. I'm feeling lucky. Lord, I sleep just like a yeah, this easy way of living, show enough love like beating a hound. Everybody now. My lap, I got some dogs in my backyard. I might go to work on Thursday, but I ain't gonna work too hard. I'm feeling lucky, and I sleep just like a mouse. Oh, this easy way of living, baby, it's just like beating the house. Yeah, this easy way of living, baby, it's just like beating the house. Oh, we all hit the ninth.
For you music nerds at home, keeping score, that was the ninth.
That's the way Gordon lives, too. I've witnessed it.
We got Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine, and Jim Elverhoy here joining us. They're going to be playing at the Gunflint Tavern at 7:30 yeah. tonight. And did you say you wrote that one, Gordon?
Yes, that's one of my tunes.
What's the name of that song?
That's called Beating the House.
Beating the House, okay. I should have known that on, you know, bluesy yeah. songs like that, it's always whatever the last right, yeah, line yeah, of the exactly, chorus you know. Is. Man, that's,
you don't have
I love
to think too
one.
Hard about titles when, on those kind of tunes. They just, no. you know, they are what they are.
Well, I'm super glad that you guys are here. And Randy, I think, did you used to teach at McNally Smith? Was that it?
Yes, the operative word is used to.
Yeah.
That's he not, was a teacher.
Well, because the college used to exist, for one
I
thing.
I know.
It's not like I got fired. It was like the college closed. Yeah, back at the end of this fall semester, almost a year ago now. So, yeah, I was head of the string department there for about 10 years, and then they decided that they didn't have enough customers to keep going, so they decided to close it one night.
I think that's kind of what it was. I was mentioning this because the guys who are going to be playing after you on Friday and Saturday at the tavern, Space Monkey Mafia, they're all former students of McNally Smith.
Sure.
So they have relayed to me that story and how it basically closed overnight.
You know, a lot of students, you know, came through that school. I had just had the pleasure of working with a couple of my former students, and I did, of all things, I was involved in a tribute to Andy Williams' show in Chanhassen Dinner Theater. So I was playing violin in a string section, and the cellist was a graduate from my master's degree program at the string department, Greg Byers. And then one of my grad students wrote all the string charts, Sierra Hill. So, you know, we're all connected still. We're all like, we're in business, but the college isn't. So, you know, I kept my night job. That was the important thing.
Stick to your night job.
I kept my night job. That's
right. A song right
the
there.
The key to survival. Yeah, Gordon, you can write it. I got
stick
the title
to your
for
night
you.
Job.
Keep your
I
night
did the
job.
Hard, I did the hard work for you. I titled the song.
All right, yeah. Well, that's all it takes. I got
the
another
rest
one.
This is easy.
We were sitting around down in Duluth the other night. I think it was Friday night, and we were just out at some, I think we were Pier B outside. It was a beautiful night, and you could hear the train whistle blow, you know. And one of the guys I was with said, oh, man, you know, doesn't that sound lonesome or whatever? I said, yeah, but, you know, that's the train that when you wave goodbye to your baby, when you put her on that train on the North Shore Express, you got a tear in your eye, you're waving goodbye. You only got to stand there for 2 hours, and she's going to be coming back. Yeah. So and we started laughing. I said, that is a good train song. Not the train that carried my babe away from home, but the one that just took her on a round trip.
Yeah, a couple hours.
Took her on the pizza train.
With a little dinner, too.
That's it. We got Jim here as well. And we were mentioning that it's getting a little bit colder. Got a little bit of rain going on. Jim, have you ever had your mouth stick to a harmonica in the winter time during a gig?
You know,
I've always wanted to ask you this.
I've had dreams at night wondering about that. Kind of like, what was the Christmas show? Christmas story with the kid stuck to the pole. I had dreams about that with a harmonica stuck to it. I think Vic and I were going to go out jamming it in the middle of the winter time, and I opened up and they were frozen and mm-hmm. took a little while to get it unstuck. But no, it's never actually physically happened, so, okay. Which is a good thing.
Yet. There
yet.
We go. Well, we got Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine, and Jim Alverhoy here. Let's do another song.
We'll do another song. Yeah. Tonight we'll have Mike Roth and Thomas Stamps playing with too. Chris Gillis is out of commission, so he'll be sadly missed. Because this is our Thursday night get-together. No practice allowed. Except in the bar previous to when you're drinking. That's practicing. That's the code word for practice. We'll do this one. This is from this is an old Texas tune from a woman that was a sharecropper down in Texas. Light rain, baby fall. Light rain, baby falling down. Soon as it hit my window, sure enough touched the ground. I'm going to Houston. I'm gonna see my pony run. Yeah, I'm going to Houston. See my pony run. I win a little money, baby. I'm bound to bring home some. Big, big bullfrog, baby sitting in the pond. Big, big bullfrog sitting in the pond. He got a white tie and coattail. Got no riches, huh? Light rain, baby falling down. Light rain, baby falling down. Soon as it hit my little window, I hear it patting on the ground. Take me somewhere, Jimmy.
stack of dollars, baby. I want them in the rain. Yeah, there's a stack of dollars, baby. Meet them in the rain. Are there some hard old dollars? But you could spend them just the same. Light rain, baby falling down. Light rain, baby falling down. Soon as it hit my window, sure touched the ground.
That was wonderful.
Light rain.
There you go. I like the chugging right at the end there, Jim. The train was leaving.
And it's going to be coming back.
It's coming right back. We just established that.
Gordon. Sounds like the weather report.
That's just the weather report for today. Light rain. Because you could, it was kind of raining almost all day, but you didn't get wet. You know? It was just that
kind of rain.
Because
I was inside.
Yeah. The crossword puzzle stayed dry.
That's what we need is musical weathermen and women.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Well, just think, it would be like MTV meets the Weather Channel.
Holy cow.
There you go.
You know, let's see a weather rock video.
If Ted Turner is listening right now.
Oh, he's on it, man.
Now over to Gordon Thorne for the weather.
Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine, and Jim Elverhoy are here joining me. They're playing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight, probably around 7:30. Gordon Thorne and the Wildcats is what they've been billed
Wildcats.
As.
Oh my so Wildcats. Really? With one lone badger.
And one lone badger. Was there an incident, maybe not an incident, but a reason that created the Wildcat moniker for the people that you play with?
Well, it was just, Jim Vick asked us to play a little Sunday or Saturday night gig earlier this spring, and he had to have a name, and I didn't have a name. You know, we didn't have a name for the little combo, and so I was driving down to Duluth and went past the Bobcat's place, and then I saw the other equipment dealership was that, like, said Tiger Cat or something like that, and so I thought, the Wildcats, there you go, because I do believe that, like, Ma Rainey had a band, she called her orchestra the Wildcats, I think, but I'm not sure about that.
We only play till 10, so maybe we should call ourselves the Mildcats.
The Mildcats, yeah.
Mildcats.
The Mildcats.
The embedded a reasonable hour cats.
The pajama cats.
There you go. Cats pajamas. That's it. I was going to ask, Randy, once you're leaving here, what's next for you? Are you going to be playing around the Twin Cities around?
This is it. What's next for me is tonight with Gordon, and then this is my retirement. I was going to say.
Isn't it a beautiful thing?
It's a way to go out tonight with Gordon. No, that's not really true. I've got my next gigs are with Corky Siegel, blues harmonica player down in La Crosse, and Crooners Club down in St. Paul. The Crooners Club is the September 30th.
Tell us a little bit about the Crooners Club.
Yeah, that sounds Crooners, like a very retro-inspired.
It's a neat little place. It's in Fridley, Minnesota. Oh. You wouldn't think something cool could happen in a town named Fridley, but it's a Crooners Jazz Nightclub. They've got a listening room called the Dunsmore Room with a nice grand piano, and then they have a more open lounge-type place, and they have local bands and touring groups. I saw Joey DeFrancesco, the B3 organ player, play in that place. Nice. It's a little bit like the Dakota... Okay. In its atmosphere, but it's much easier to park, and it's a little more affordable. It's a really cool place. I really like it.
I heard a little rumblings about that there was a place down there that was, like, you know,
someplace that I might be interested in looking into.
You would do well there, yeah. Gordon.
I might have to go south of Hinkley.
Well, you would have to go all the way down to St. Paul.
When was the last time that happened, Gordon?
When was I'm like a rare bird down there.
When were you last time you were south of Schroeder?
Every day. Oh. But south of Duluth, you know, that's a little more, that happens far less frequently.
Fridley's ready for Gordy yet.
There we go. He's the opposite of a migratory bird. We got like six, seven minutes left here. Can we do another song and play out here? And
well, let's see. What should we do for? Let's try. We'll do my little tune for my buddy Bernie's Up.
Isn't that the name of the grocery store in Ely? Is that Zups?
Zups. Yeah. This is a tune I wrote for the guy that used to run all those stores.
The same guy. Awesome.
Yeah, Bernie Zup. He lived in Silver Bay. Zupanich is their real last name. Zups was their family business, and they had grocery stores in Ely, Babbitt, Embarrass, Tower, Cook, Aurora, Hoyt Lakes, Silver Bay. I don't know why they never came up the shore, but, you know, those people, when they get to Silver Bay, their blinker does not work to go left. It only goes right when they leave town. Rarely do you ever find him in Finland. But anyway, Bernie was a great friend of mine, and I wrote this tune for him years and years ago for his 65th birthday. He threw a big party for the town, and I taught the band how to play the tune, and we got up and did it, and it was a big smash hit. And then I ended up singing it at his funeral with no band, with not even a guitar. I just got up in front of the whole Catholic church. It was hundreds of people in there, and I got up on the altar and belted this one out. So here's for my buddy Bernie, and may God rest his soul. Can find Bernie at the grocery store with an apron and a smile. He'll either greet you at the door or chat you up and down the aisle. He'll bag the groceries and bring them to your car. Well, who could ask for more? Yeah, you can find Bernie. He's at the grocery store. Oh, you could find Bernie at the Silver Bowl any winter, Wednesday night. 'Cause when it's dark and the weather's cold, well, bowling just feels right. But later on down at the lounge, he really lets it roll. Yeah, you can find Bernie, he's at the Silver Bowl. Or you might find Bernie down at the rink, taking in a hockey game. Boys or girls, it don't matter which, Bernie's there all the same. He's the blue hat in the corner, he's slapping at the glass, and he's standing next to what's his name. Yeah, you can find Bernie, he's at the hockey game. All right, Jimmy. I'd find Bernie down at the lounge every little once in a while. For a nice warm vitamin B, Bernie goes about a mile. A little cribbage, a little smear, he'll buy a round or two. Oh, but guess who wins the money before the night is through? might find Bernie up in the stands when the boys are at the plate. Or Friday night when it's first and ten and the weather don't cooperate. And when the team takes to the road, well, he's always there to clap his hand. Yeah, you can find Bernie, he's up in the stands. Ah, you can find Bernie all around this town. He's everywhere you look. Ain't a face that he don't know or a hand that he ain't shook. And when it comes to kindness and generosity, well, you know Bernie wrote the book. Ah, you can find Bernie, he's everywhere you look. Oh, he had it all to give, and he gave all that it took. Oh, you can find Bernie, he's everywhere you look.
Gordon Thorne, Bernie. Randy Sabine, and Jim Elverhoy for Bernie.
Bernie's up.
That's the only thing you can really hope for is that when you pass away, Gordon Thorne writes a song about you. I know what more you could ask
for. You don't want to hear one too soon then.
Yeah. Don't write one about me.
Don't
anytime,
start mine dude. Right now.
I have one verse completed, Gordon.
Just in the bag, just in case. Yeah. No, guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Will. We appreciate it. Come on down to the Gunflip Tavern. If you like this kind of abuse, you know, we can give you about 3 hours worth of it tonight. So,
7:30, we'll call it that.
Yes.
Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.